hear these words written for you. Where do you see God entering into your life? I ask myself that every Palm Sunday. It is a question that never grows old. And at times it's easy to answer. There have been seasons when the arrival of the Holy was clear to see, an answer to a prayer, a celebration, a time of healing and renewal. But in other years, the path taken by the divine was obscure. I watched, I waited, but there was no obvious presence I could claim to be the coming of God into my reality. Palm Sunday is not a predictable ritual, but a symbol for mystery. God enters in, arrives, but not by our timetable. You have to stay alert to know which direction to turn. These wise words, a meditation offered by Bishop Stephen Charleston, call us into the work of expectation, this work that holds together both Jesus' entry into Jerusalem to the waving of palms and this passion story that we just heard. This is the essential work of Holy Week and of the Christian life. You have to stay alert to know which direction to turn. Each year, we put signs out on the corners this week, on the corners of Cedar and Spruce and Cedar and Oxford. And they list all the services that will be happening during this Holy Week, the three great days, the Triduum. Each service listed has a word next to it that is meant to evoke its meaning. Maundy Thursday, gather. Good Friday, watch. The Easter Vigil, kindle. These words, these services, build on one another. You leave one service ready to return and pick up the journey at the next. It's why we have them all put together in one giant 60-plus page bulletin. And they take us deeper into what it is that we are beginning today. But whether you attend every service, or even just one, today, here, right now, we are all being called into this work of expectation. Today, we gather and we watch. We gather like those exuberant folk who lined the road and waved their palm branches as they welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem for what would be the last time. They were expecting so much from him. But in the end, they did not stay alert. They didn't know which direction to turn. And so their expectation was no longer centered on Jesus. It was centered on themselves, their wants and desires, who they wanted him to be for them. And in doing so, their expectation turned into disappointment, which was used by those in power to incite violence. Today we watch. We watch as Jesus remains nearly silent before Pilate, silent in front of the crowds and the soldiers and the bandits and those who passed by as he hung from the cross. We do not avert our eyes when he cries in anguish and breathes his last. We follow the women who stayed alert and paid attention to which direction to turn at the foot of the cross and all the way to the tomb. Every year we tell these stories, the hope and the desolation always in tension in this balance until the ultimate hope that is revealed and cracked open on Easter. because Palm and Passion Sunday is not a predictable ritual, but a symbol for a mystery. The mystery is in part, or perhaps it's better to say that we know this mystery in part, to be the abiding love of God, the deep knowledge that we must encounter and live again and again and again, that nothing, not even death, can separate us from the love of God. And a part of that abiding love is God's abiding presence. Hear again Bishop Charleston's words. Where do you see God entering into your life? At times, it's easy to answer. But in other years, the path taken by the divine is obscure. God enters in, arrives, but not on our timetable. You have to stay alert to know which direction to turn. We are called into this work of expectation, but it is an expectation that we must hold loosely. It needs to remain open, almost a longing, rather than getting weighed down into the details of what it is we're expecting. When we focus on the what, we no longer focus on God. But when our hearts are longing, are trusting, are expectantly open and ready, then we are able to see more clearly where God is entering into our lives. We are able to be nimble believers, changing our direction because we are paying attention to God, not to the path that we set before ourselves. And we're able to trust. Trust the easy answers, the bold ways in which we see God's presence in our lives, but also to trust in those obscure times when it seems like God is absent, when we see no discernible presence, when we, like Jesus, feel forsaken. It's not about being perfect. It's about trusting beyond our doubts and our fears, our shame and our guilt, that this mystery is for us, and it is always there waiting to embrace us. When we believe that, when we even just begin to believe that, our hearts are enkindled and set on fire. So this week, this holy week, do the work of expectation. Look around for where God is entering into your life. Gather, watch, stay alert, and pay attention. Sit opposite the tomb. Get ready to kindle something new. And come back next Sunday and sing. Amen.